It is February 14th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. John, that would be me, goofed on Friday. There will not be one big exchange leader panel, but two panels, both moderated by Walt Lukin at FIA Boca. Here is the breakdown for the panels. Terrence Duffy, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of CME Group, will be at the 9 a.m. Wednesday panel, along with Adina Friedman of NASDAQ, Lobun Chai of SGX, Michael Peters of Eurex, and Ed Tilley of Cboe. At 2:15 p.m. on Wednesday, we'll have Nicholas Aguzin of Hong Kong Exchange, Stéphane Boujna of Euronext, Lynn Martin of ICE, and David Schwimmer of London Stock Exchange Group. NASDAQ announced the retirement of Market Technology EVP Lars Ottersgaard, who leaves after 16 years and will transition into an advisory role on April 20th, 2022. In his place, NASDAQ is appointing Jamie King and Roland Chai to head the anti-financial crime and market infrastructure technology business, respectively, and both will report directly to NASDAQ President and CEO Adina Friedman. Max Beauty joined Six Digital Exchange as head of equities. Previous Beauty was at London Stock Exchange Group, where he was a group account director the last 2 years after previously serving as head of business development. Beauty started his career as a trader on the SOFIX. CME Group on Friday announced record volume in soybean options and record volume in open interest records in both SOFR futures and SOFR options based on February 10th trading. One FTX Super Bowl commercial right before halftime featured comedian, writer, and producer Larry David, who played an idiot via several characters throughout history who had been wrong every time. The last time is when he is being told about crypto. This was my vote for the best commercial at the Super Bowl. The message aligned nicely with convincing people to adopt this new digital asset. The sneaky best worst commercial was the Coinbase commercial that crashed the company's website that featured a floating QR code on a television screen with an elf on the shelf in the corner. If you followed the QR code to the website, you could redeem $15 in Bitcoin by signing up for a Coinbase account. Coinbase did get a lot of publicity for its commercial due to the crash, and its app soared to number 2 on the App Store, the block reported. Bloomberg is reporting on a poll conducted by management consultancy Advanced Workplace Associates that showed just 3% of white-collar workers want a full office return and a full 86% want to work from home at least 2 days a week. In honor of Valentine's Day, here is a video from the FTC that is part of the Dating or Defrauding campaign from the FTC, CFTC, and three other U.S. agencies. It is titled Online Romance Imposter Scams. You can view it with the link in today's newsletter. My former Price Group colleague Kurt A. Jaderholm is now a guest services associate at Topgolf in Schaumburg, Illinois. Kurt was once the trading floor desk boss of Tom Price, owner of the Price Group, when Tom was a runner on the floor of the CME and first getting his feet wet on the trading floor in Chicago. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the spread from last Friday. The headlines are CFTC testifies for more crypto authority, Cboe launches first new Canadian offering, regulator warns against online dating scams. Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's options news highlights. Ethereum's daily options volume matches Bitcoin. Crypto exchanges airing Super Bowl commercials. Sibo's Match Now technology migration. John talks about dating or defrauding and Super Bowl crypto in John's take. And European-style options is the term of the week with Tasty Trade's Jamal Chandler. You can watch the spread on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. Himalayan yogi ran India's top bourse as puppet master, regulator says. The former head of India's largest stock exchange shared confidential information with a yogi and sought his advice on crucial decisions a probe by the market regulator has found ahead of the bourse's much-awaited public listing. In a case of bizarre misconduct that was a glaring breach of regulations, Chitra Yamkrishna, the former chief executive of National Stock Exchange, NSE, shared information including the bourse's financial projections, business plans, and board agenda with a purported spiritual guru in the Himalayas, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, said. My comment sounds like the former head of the stock exchange made a big boo-boo. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Super Bowl 56 will be the biggest single sports betting event in history, FanDuel CEO says. Super Bowl 56 will be a banner weekend for sports gambling companies, according to FanDuel CEO Amy Howe. With additional states legalizing mobile sports betting over the last year, coupled with a growing interest from the general public, FanDuel's volume during the NFL playoffs has quadrupled year over year. My comment, get ready for the gambling addiction that will be forthcoming. Are we prepared? Nope. Here's another story from Yahoo Finance. The weird correlation between the Super Bowl and the stock market. A good cause for the offenses in this year's Super Bowl could mean a good year for the stock market is in store, according to new data from S&P Global Market Intelligence. Super Bowls in which the final combined score was higher than 45 points, the stock market's returns 15.9% on average, while returns average only 8.2% when the combined score is 45 or less. Before you go and fire your financial advisor and replace them with a subscription to ESPN Plus, you should know that the data set is somewhat tongue-in-cheek. The data is not intended to represent a fundamental analysis of market trends or historical data, and in no way is intended to be the basis for any investment decision whatsoever, writes S&P Global Markets Intelligence. Correlation and causation are different things. That's my comment. Here's a story from Joanne Morrison of the University of Maryland, Baltimore. IGS Director, U.S. falling behind in STEM education. While the United States has been a leader in many advances in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, the state of education in this area and access in the U.S. is on the decline, warned Claire M. Frazier, Ph.D., director and founder of the University of Maryland School of Medicine's Institute for Genome Sciences, a pioneer in the field of microbial genomics, and the outgoing president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. My comment, Joanne Morrison, formerly the FIA, had to share this bad news with us. Thank you and arg. Here's a story from The Trade. Trade Talks, How Not to Fall in Love. In a special Valentine's edition, the Trade News team take a look at the pitfalls of romance when it comes to falling in love with your stock selections and how to avoid falling into the trap. With special guest Claire Flynn Levy, founder and CEO of Essentia Analytics. My comment, I am not in love with my stock selections, although I do seem to love them more and more as the price goes down and I buy more and more. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story from last Friday was Bloomberg's the billion-dollar nickel swap scandal that shocked Singapore. I feel that there should be an if I had a nickel for every time joke here, but I can't think of one. If only I had a nickel for every time that has happened. For the second time, the Vinpear story, we asked 11 sommeliers which wine do you wish people ordered more, made our list at number 2. I really am feeling more connected to our readers than ever. Third was the Financial Times, One Wall Street, the residential takeover of a banking behemoth. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Reuters, how Crypto.com is betting big on sports partnerships to reach a billion users. Crypto companies are betting sports advertising will help them go mainstream, and none have made a bigger splash than Crypto.com with a commercial on Sunday's Super Bowl and a $700 million deal last year to rename the Staples Center in Los Angeles as the Crypto.com Arena. Little known a year ago, the privately owned Singapore company ran a flashy Super Bowl ad alongside such as Budweiser, GM, and Pringles, as well as rival crypto platforms, in a push to dramatically grow its user base. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline is, waning stockpiles drive widespread global commodity crunch. Unprecedented base metal shortage coincides with rush for raw materials and food staples. Stockpiles of some of the global economy's most important commodities are at historically low levels, as booming demand and supply shortages threaten to fuel inflationary pressures around the world. From industrial metals to energy to agriculture, the rush for raw materials and food staples has been reflected in futures markets, where a large number of commodities have flipped into backwardization, a pricing structure that signals scarcity. And finally, the last one is a press release from NASDAQ. NASDAQ announces retirement of market technology EVP Lars Ottersgaard, appoints new leadership to anti-financial crime and market infrastructure technology businesses, consolidates legal and regulatory functions and group risk management responsibilities. NASDAQ Inc. today announced the retirement of Lars Ottersgaard, Executive Vice President for Market Technology, after 16 years providing leadership to the organization. Ottersgaard will transition into an advisory role on April 30, 2022, until his formal retirement on August 31st. As a result, the company is appointing 2 senior leaders, Jamie King and Roland Chai, to drive forward its anti-financial crime and market infrastructure technology businesses, respectively, and both will report directly to NASDAQ President and CEO Adina Friedman. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.